This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mesquite. If you want to stop on by it right now, brought to you by Ford. In your North Texas Ford dealers, Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Kevin, Corey, good morning, and it's a beautiful day.
Okay, indeed, after a win, I imagine it is. Now, I know it was only the fourth game of the season, but did you go into this game feeling like it was maybe not a must-win, but like almost a must-win game?
Well, we can look back now and say and speculate on what it might have felt like or been what we would have looked forward to had we not won the game, and paint a pretty convincing picture that this was that maybe a win of that nature. But you know, for me, New York is such a special place to play. As a younger guy, before I bought the Cowboys, my time was I spent quite a bit of time in New York, and I used to go down to Gallagher's to the New York Giant radio show, and it was a happening, boy, and it was. For me, it was like going to the North Pole to sit around Santa Claus during the year. And it was inspirational. It put energy in my step. But I just dreamed about maybe, boy, this is a fairy tale to be around, talk about the Giants, talk about NFL football. And when I found Bob to where I was actually thinking about and getting a chance to be involved and buy the Cowboys, I was inspired by my time in New York, hanging around those Giants and all of the stuff that went on up there. I always think of that for some reason when I go to New York. It may be my favorite NFL experience as an owner to go up there and play in the big city.
Now, obviously the Cowboys win last night. We hear from a lot of fans. I'm sure you do now and again as well. But a lot of the feedback we've got this morning was, I'm glad the team won, but meh, the effort was okay against a mediocre team. How did you think the team, the Cowboys that is, looked last night against a team that is now 1-3?
I was very impressed with the Giants. I thought their quarterback was better than I thought he was. I thought they were solid in the offensive line. That's better than I thought they were. So they were a tough matchup. And again, it's at home. They're the New York Giant home. And so I was impressed, consequently, because they were such a tough out. You know, had those 11 penalties, and it really was lopsided on the penalties, which is perplexing, to say the very least. If you're going to call holding, there's no way it doesn't happen both sides if you've got your eye on it, if you're officials. But my whole point about it is that they played a solid game. They didn't give us a lot. I thought we did a heck of a job defending their run, and we needed to. And, of course, their quarterback is a load. And I just think I'm more impressed with how New York played us. You can say, well, isn't that lack of something for the Cowboys for them to play us so well? You can look at it both ways. But I thought they had a solid, I mean a real stay, the Giants, solid game. We responded to it, won the game. I'm tickled to death.
Yeah, we'll give the team a lot of credit for being patient throughout the entire game and also sticking to what they were doing. This team, Jerry, the last few years you felt like the team started hot. They were built to start hot. Did you anticipate that this team was built to progress over the season and grow, maybe start a little slower and become better late?
Well, we had a big-time contribution last night from Mozzie Smith and Overshown, second-year guys. We are playing the highest number of first- and second-year guys in the NFL. We are. And so we're going to get some real dividends from putting all these young players on the field. We need to do it. because that's the way our roster is going is built. And we've got top salaries with some top players. Yes, they need to do just like they did last night. Lamb and Dak and those guys, that they need to domino board. They need to play. On the other hand, we're going to have a lot of contribution from young players. So I look at it, the young players, because, you know, a pro season is about two college seasons long. And we got a long way to go, and I know you keep hearing that. But as we're getting there, these guys are getting reps, getting better, guidance getting going to be getting better, BB's going to be getting better, those a lot of backups are in there. We're improving. Now, that's hard to do when you have a couple of outings like we had against the Saints, or if you really had against Baltimore. But we're putting things in the storehouse as the squirrels for the nuts in the storehouse that are going to be paying dividends for us this winter.
You know, I love that analogy there, Jerry. I really appreciate that one. The a lot of times after,
sure,
you know,
you
win. a lot of times after a win, you know, you're like, okay, maybe we can take it easy. And I've heard you the last couple weeks, you're like, I like that McCarthy has some things to build on and to work on with these guys. And I'm always kind of curious, when do you think is a good time for the owner GM to kind of be a real son of a bitch and start demanding from his team?
Well, if I thought being what you just outlined there and being any more demanding. Now, surely, after looking at this thing for 30-something years, you don't realize that I'm not hesitant to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of visits over the years with every coach that we've ever had. And but I also understand how we built the team. I understand what we're trying to do with an individual player, a young player. And so you can get a situation, you're right, you can get a situation where you shouldn't understand. You should be unreasonable. You shouldn't see the reason why it's happening. You should say, I don't care if what the reason is, I want it changed. And let me say this, if I thought for one reason that me huffing up, me going in, me calling, having midnight meetings, if I thought it would help us get more first downs or get a longer possession on an offensive drive, I'd be over there doing it every day.
Talk with Jerry Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. I know the game just happened last night, but is there any early information or updates you can give us about the health status of DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons? A lot of Cowboys fans are holding their breaths on both of those guys.
Well, I rode back on the plane with the team last night, and we got here about 4, and the bottom line is that I'm pleased that they feel good about they being the players. And they, and generally, both Parsons and Lawrence feel good about it, and that's always a good sign. And usually, our on the spot medical team, they'll tell you if you've got a problem or not. And I don't know when I've seen a serious injury that the doctors didn't say that's a serious injury before the X-ray.
Jerry, I heard you last night with Christy Scales on the pregame talking about your corner situation and then pointing out that the Giants, you know, they were without some corners too. How did you feel about the corner spot opposite of Diggs last night?
Well, I thought they did a good job with their depth because they were playing two safeties deep and they weren't going to give us much to look at deep. And I thought they did a pretty good job. I was surprised that we weren't able to move it a little more. That's not negative because we didn't get many plays, relatively speaking. What did we get, 40 or 50 plays?
Yeah.
Offense? It's really amazing to have had a game where we had so few offensive plays. And I saw us, and I think everybody would agree, we really were doing a good job in the run game. And so that using those plays to run the football is eating up some of the ones that could have tested those corners.
Obviously, we're pleased with the rush defense yesterday. The defense only gave up field goals, which is usually a really, really good thing. I'm curious from the defensive perspective, though, are you surprised about where the team's pass rush has gone? Because that seemed to be pretty non-existent for a good chunk of the game last night.
Well, one of the things that the balance between our pass rushers pinning your ears back, and if you will, you heard the players talking about how we've got to quit wanting to be heroes. You want to play, you want to put passing pressure on the way to stopping the run. Well, let me back it up. You want to be stopping the run and then get pass pressure. And that's really the order of things. You want to have pressure on the way to stopping the run. I'm going to get this right on about the fifth time. But the point is that you've got to do, obviously, both. But we did a good job of stopping the run. When you're doing a great job of stopping the run, there's a good chance you've got a little less pressure on the passer.
You know, Jerry, also the great fundamental speech was Vince Lombardi's gentlemen, this is a football. Do you feel like Mike Zimmer might have to have a gentlemen, this is a tackle speech for these guys? Because last night they did kind of struggle a little bit to wrap up.
Well, yes, but can't that Overshawn wrap up?
Oh, man.
Man, yeah.
He was a blast.
I haven't seen one that the Cobra puts that Cobra on him. Boy, now when he's got him, Lottman, when he sees him, he's got him. And he's as good an open field tackler as I've seen us have in many years out there. I sure am impressed with him. But they can just take his highlight tape up there, and that's a good example how to wrap up.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think you ever had any doubt that CeeDee Lamb would get it all together, but how important do you think it was last night to get him going as early as Mike McCarthy and that offense got things rolling with him specifically?
Well, what is so telling is that he thought, I didn't look at the film on the way in, but he thought that he was single covered one time, and that's when they burned him for the touchdown. Mm. And so if we can make sure that they understand it's coming, if they singly, then that will open it up for others out there as well, and that's where you're trying to go.
Now, you'd mentioned a little earlier that it did feel like the penalties were disproportionate last night, but the Cowboys were the second highest penalized team in the league going into this game and then had 11 through the first three quarters. How concerning is it, especially when you see those pre-snap kind of unforced penalties?
Yeah. We're playing two rookies in the offensive line, too, and that'll improve pre-snaps. That will improve, and they're smart rascals. They're really smart players. And so I think we're going to get better at penalties in general, but certainly pre-snap.
Jerry, I saw Dak go out there with the Amazon crew for the post game, and he was talking to them. And there were a bunch of Cowboys fans standing there waiting for Dak to come out and talk. And he's smiling. At one point, you know, they asked him about all the noise, and he was like, look at these amazing fans. And he had that sly smile on his face. You do hear all of it from the fans? Do you hear all of that all that noise that comes from the fan base, and how do you take that?
Well, you mean at the game? I'll address it both ways.
Just in general, yeah.
Sure. I hear almost as though each one had a microphone on. Sure, I hear fans. And I remember Michael Irvin told me he could hear the fans individually when he had a ball and was running down the sideline. He could hear them. But the answer is, yeah, you can hear them. And that's not as important as for me as it is those players. But the most important thing is the interaction with the fans is, in my mind, a big part of this show. And I love interaction with fans. That's why that from the very beginning I invited crowds to our practices. And my experience was that I was probably a player that wouldn't have played, had trouble at a different level. But when we practiced where I went to college, we'd have 2,000 people sitting there on the grass 15 feet away watching us practice. Hmm. And that made you want to run through the wall every time you did a rep in practice as though you were playing in the Cotton Bowl. I believe in that stuff. So I believe in that crowd interaction with the team. And, yes, it's interacting with the team.
Since you came back on the team playing, did you have to tell Brandon Aubrey not to beat himself up for missing a single field goal since he's pretty much a machine otherwise?
Hey, I wouldn't touch him, would you?
No, that's a good point. That is a very good point. Well, we appreciate the time. As always, good sir, congratulations on the win. We will catch up with you again next week.
Guys, I enjoyed this morning. Thank you.
There you go. Jerry Jones right here on 105 Through the Fed.